This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
Malab Keen, everyone. This is Deese, the host of The Social Hour, inviting you to come join me every Sunday at the Riddler Piano Bar for the Social Hour Comedy Showcase. We bring comics from all over America to entertain you every single Sunday in the heart of downtown Spokane. You can find the show at 718 West Riverside Avenue every single Sunday at 8 p.m. So after you praise the Lord like I do all Sunday, didn't get struck by lightning? Great. Come on down and join us every single Sunday, guys. And for more information, go to socialhourpod.com and check out The Social Hour every single Wednesday from Pants Pending Studios.
This is Burr Martin of the Burr Martin Experience Podcast, or Selfie Dad as I'm known around the internet. Now, I could tell you all about my podcast by throwing in some special effects or sound bites, but I'm not going to do that, all right? I'm a busy man, brother. I'm a C-minus internet celebrity. Look, I've worked in radio for over 12 years. I've produced about 15 different shows. I worked in a comic book shop. I've done stand-up, hosted events, and I was even voted Hero of the Week in the UK. My podcast is co-hosted by my wife, and we talk about anything and everything. And occasionally, one of our three kids will interrupt to tell us what's going on in their generation. We talk about celebrities, politics, pop culture, and news stories you've probably never heard about. All right, we're radio friendly and we try and keep things upbeat. So join me every week for the Burr Martin Experience podcast here on the Pants Pending Studios Network. That's Burr Martin. So put a BM in your podcast catcher today and it'll be who wrote the poop joke? I am a C-minus internet celebrity. Which one of you writers wrote that? You go back and you work for Late Night with Chevy Chase. That won't fly here.
You're now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
The babies with hair is creepy. It's so weird. Like, why do you have hair? You're not a person. We don't even know if we're going to keep you yet. Like, fuck, you don't have hair and
you
shit.
You can't abort babies after they're born.
Bullshit.
Get ready for the Social Hour.
Live from Deese World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is The Social Hour. On today's show, musician Kaylee Goins, with Jack Dobson on the news, and producer Jeremy Person. And now your host. He's only got 20 days left to not care about Christmas shopping. Deese Casillas.
Malab Keen, everyone, welcome to the show. This is The Social Hour. Thank you for hanging out for another episode. Thanks for telling a friend. Thanks for being a friend. Thanks for not reporting me as a drunk driver. All the things that are happening regularly. I am Deese Casillas, your faithful host. With me, as always, Jack Dobson, Jeremy Person. What's up, guys?
Hi.
Jeremy's not talking today. He's just getting drunk. Getting drunk today. I did get a little drunk earlier today. I went to my favorite brewery at 2 o'clock today and started drinking. And then it was just like a long. Are we still having trouble again?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm not even seeing my levels.
God, fucking shit. Let's. Jeremy is. Okay. Do you want to just switch with that? Yeah, try to go over to that bad boy for a second, and we will get you.
Do you want me to actually physically switch them? Or
no, you can switch mics. Switch mics. Yeah, that's fine. Let's just switch mics. That's the heavier one, but hopefully that one works better. So, I went to my favorite brewery today at about 2 o'clock and started drinking. I'm a little sleepy, but I'm cranking back up. I'm drinking again now, and I'm going to have we're drinking our beer of the week. It is from Bridgeport Brewing. in Portland, Oregon. Never heard of it, but I guess it's a place. It is their double red ale. Kingpin is a full-flavored double red ale that doesn't take any lip. It showcases the spicy tone of the Liberty Hop, grown in Oregon's Willamette Valley. We start with malted rye and caramel malts to create its dark red color and distinctive dry character, then triple hop at three stages during brewing on all for an offer you can't refuse. 7.5 ABV, 65 IBUs. And
tastes like straight whiskey.
And tastes like straight whiskey. Jeremy, are you getting over here?
I think so, yep.
Okay, perfect. There we go.
Much better.
And
beautiful, soothing voice.
That's right. Very calm, soothing. Makes you want to drink more. Bridgeport Brewing. Actually, this is a brewery I like a lot. I visit this one almost every time I go to Portland. I like a red ale. Red ales are one of my favorite beers if done properly. This one with the malted rye, anything with rye tastes good. That probably gives you that boozy taste that Jeremy's talking about.
I like it.
Yeah, it's very, very nice.
Yeah.
Mm.
I like the rye.
I like it. I like it a lot.
The boozy taste.
Oh, yeah.
Getting drunk.
Whatever that means.
Whatever that means.
Mmm. Tastes like a DUI.
Hopefully not.
Yeah. I'm not going anywhere after you. I don't care. I don't have. You don't have far to go either. You can make it.
Oh, it's, yeah. I'm having can, like three sips.
Yeah. It's fine. Yeah, that is a good beer. Go find them. They are in the Pearl District down in Portland, if anyone is familiar with that. I'd give you their exact address, but I don't have it in front of me unless I can find it quickly. It is on 1313 Northwest Marshall Street. Yeah, it's a good. Go check it out, guys. But yeah, thanks for coming back, guys. It's been a fun episode. We've got Kaylee Goins Bar Talk, a local singer, musician. She's fantastic. She's going to come in and hang out with us for a while, do some songs. I think she's bringing like a fiddle player or something she said with her. I don't remember. Something she's bringing. I am coming off. I got too drunk last night. That's pretty typical. But we were doing a show, which was fun because pit bulls are my favorite dog. I love them. I think they're amazing dogs. I don't know. I didn't count at all.
So how can you sit here and say that it was a bunch?
Because there were 204, a lot of puppies, and then there was a bunch of auctioned off cash after the show. So it was a lot of money. I didn't see much of it free because I love pit bulls. I love the benefit. It did remind me, though, of this is very typical of me, where most things I do, I don't fucking care. I had met this girl, and she was into me, and we started talking, and she found out I had a pit bull. Guys know my dog. She's large, she's loud, she's rambunctious, she's a handful, but she's a good dog. Less threatening than two sleeping hamsters. Like, she was just like a literally. She barely moved. She moved as snails. She was like Michael Jackson after Conrad Murray. Dr. Conrad Murray just visited him. Just barely alive. Barely. And she found out I had a pit bull, and she got very, very... pit bulls are terrible, you know, bad, terrible dogs. And I'm like, well, the most loyal and easy to train and very great dog given the right owner. You just, you know, if you, a person shoots you with a, you know, boot Dillinger, the exit wound is just used because they're efficient for guard dogs and attack dogs. If you train a really great guard dog, but you can make them just as angry. She's like, well, I have a dachshund, and we were at the dog park one time, and she was traumatized, which I understand. But also, again, that's not... cause to a person that I am. I countered with this. I'm like, assume then you hate black people. And she's like, what? I'm like, well, you're racist. You don't like black people. Like, well, statistically speaking, they commit the majority of people in penitentiaries in America, just like pit bulls. So I assume, given that through line, that you also are racist against like black people. It's the same thing because you're taking one, you know, you're taking a statistic and you're taking one experience. And we battled back and forth for some time until she blocked me and stopped talking to me. Like when you actually bring in like logic and what that means, in like another example that is a Mexicans, I'm Mexican. There's a majority, much higher number of like Jews. yeah, I mean, it's close, but there's more. 7%. Just like you're, this is the same thing you're, because I led the witness a little. I let her explore, you know, the vicious dog attacks. When I countered with the, well, then you must hate brown people. She didn't see the parallel or appreciate
honestly, dachshunds are way more violent than her name.
I couldn't even tell you. This is actually dachshunds. Dachshunds.
They have irrational fears.
Jack Russell Terrier attacks on people, but the attacks are less consequential.
Because just keep going.
My grandpa actually put his Jack Russell down because he was such an asshole. Anything ever again, like, and something happened and he bit my grandpa on the face one time. He's like, oh yeah, your dog get put down. But if it's aggressive and dog, they called them nanny dogs, they used to leave the home and just leave like these little I'm just watching this baby.
Right.
Doing that nowadays.
Oh yeah.
That'd be so amazing.
Went out to dinner last night.
Right. They're capable of that though, and that's the thing. It's like, yeah,
that's
but
true.
I mean, if you're leaving your kid that long, anyways.
Yeah. You're probably not that worried about the diaper. I remember that story. It was one of my favorite. Part of the reason I did it is because if I remember correctly, I think she was like a lawyer. And I was like with her and like really like pin her down and she could not see, but she couldn't step back and admit it at that point. She was too deep in. I almost came home with like 11 dogs though, because goddamn it, those fucking poor little brown, like tan and white ones. They were all just like in these little Christmas sweaters laying in a row. I wanted to bring them home to Molly so she could eat them. Because she's a vicious dog.
She's not a dog.
She would have. When I get to the next house, I'm going to get another dog. But one day. yeah, so that was fun. I'm not sure what vibe I've been coming my way as of recently. In the last like week and a half, Facebook have messaged me and propositioned me. And I'm like, man, I am doing some. He was one of the gay guys I was talking about. I said yes to him. Taking my be kind to everyone thing too nice, too far. Maybe I just need to be less kind. Guy, I woke up to a message from him this morning, and I don't honestly know. We're friends on Facebook. I don't know if I'd be really high, but you're very handsome. And I told him, I'm wearing pod goggles. But thank you, I'm flattered. And then he offered to affiliate. Yeah. It was just right there, I am flattered because I've always said getting hit on by a gay guy. They are the hottest girl in the room. Like they're aesthetically, but mentally, like they are like the most. What the fuck? Oh my god. It's from a different time. It's just stuck in its ways. Sorry. Yeah.
The mentality of
to go and touch things.
It wasn't plugged in all the way.
There you go. Thank you. Oh my god. I don't know what's happening. I'm gonna start again. Sorry. Okay. Yeah. The men. Oh my. We'll fix it in post.
That got worse.
That got worse.
Oh, help.
Still?
Yeah, you can see it lighting up on the boards.
Nope. Nothing's plugged in.
So we gotta go with that.
All right, now it's stopped. That was weird. Okay. Oh.
Unplug mine.
It's all right. We're cool for a second. That's why we should kill all the Jews. So anyway, let's not talk about that again. What were we saying?
Are the gay guys. Hottest
girl in the room. But they said is like the hottest girl in the room. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it is, man. Like, I'm not homophobic. So, you know, finally I tell him, he's like, all right, well, that's fair. I'm like, okay, cool. Thanks. And like, what am I doing right now that I like all of a sudden...
You're just being too nice.
I think we can turn him.
You've already slept with all the girls in Spokane.
Fuck. God.
Nope.
Fuck. Okay. Well, you know, I'm open to
that. Some weird friend requests lately. Like, strange guys asking me for pictures of my feet and shit.
Oh, yeah.
No, you can't.
Jack.
You probably got, like, big old flippers, huh?
Yeah, they're huge.
Here's the thing, though.
Into that.
Yeah, but you can make. I know girls who literally like when they I paint every other one. What do you think of that?
Who asked that?
Guys who have foot fetish. I will say this: I know girls who literally will like wear like bottom money doing that to weird like Chinese businessmen, and they'll sell. They make money. They sell them online.
On social media is because of the fucking baristas around here and all the freaking. Like they do, and they all sell like used panties. They make,
yeah.
One of them made a fucking porn video that she was selling with her sister.
Wow.
Tell
she
me
thinks
more.
She's all hot. She sits there and dances, but she like twitches.
It's just
like, it's weird, man.
Listen, I've beat off to weirder things.
No, I'm not saying I have. Willing to pay for the used underwear. It's like that's kind of gross. Man.
That's a weird on YouTube or not YouTube, you porn that I am ashamed of afterwards. Barometer is like. How soon after I come am I ashamed? That's when I know. It's like, because like the video is like still playing and you can like still hear it. And then you look at it, you're like,
the pleasure of listening with the sound on.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's, yeah. I'm just lucky my phone's waterproof. Down for me.
Yeah. It's,
you're really probably, good at reading lips, though.
Yeah. You get,
That's really good. You've done that before.
To do the closed captions on Pornhub.
Yeah.
There's actually a guy who is suing like Playboy Channel or some Pornhub or something because he can't. He's deaf,
mm-hmm.
or he's blind, one of the two, and he can't. So he's like, I can't use it like regular people can. It's like, what the fuck? You can't drive a car either or vote. Probably it doesn't mean you fucking can't like.
I think they can vote.
I don't think so.
I hope he wins that lawsuit. Because then they're going to come up with like Braille porn, which
Braille
is
going to
benefit us all.
I don't know. Braille porn is called actual boobs.
That's true.
I mean, come on. That's real Braille.
I think we're borderline sexual assault here. Like, you can't just have boobs whenever you want.
I like to think I can.
Watch this.
You can't like unless you have a 3D printer over there.
Well, through 3D print some boobs. yeah, but the foot thing is a weird fetish to have. I don't know. That's a fetish I don't understand. Like why?
So is the panty thing.
It all
the
is.
Panty thing
it's all
makes a little more sense than the foot thing.
It does because that, like, that was like that was potentially near a butthole. Yeah. I mean vagina. That's
well, they
what
get them, they'll post them and they'll fucking be all like gross and shit, all this discharge in them. They're like, I wore these for 3 days and worked out and didn't shower.
You said the discharge
vaginal
thing is weird.
Discharge.
All right. on that note, I think our guest is here. I'm going to run up and we're going to bring our guest in. We'll be right back with Kaylee Goins in just a few moments, guys.
Well, hello there. I'm Andrew from Pan Spinning Studios, and I want to share with you from the good book of Never-Ending Random Discussion.
Again, I trust you are putting your valuables in the center of your living rooms as previously instructed. Good Lord, I hope that's previously instructed.
The Never-Ending Random Discussion is a collection of funny and interesting people sitting down to be random.
Why is she naked?
Those eyes
Jesus
are so piercing.
It's...
I forgot that she had tiny little animal eyes, like beady little black eyes. Oh dear God.
Why is she... Why is she covered in frosting? That's weird. That's like a cake thing. That's not for donuts.
It's your favorite flavor.
Anything can happen, and anything does happen. Not that I'm sexist, but kitchens need to stay in women.
I went with it.
Kitchens need to stay in women. That's Andrew Reisenhuber 2016.
Find the show at celebrategeek.com/nerd. Tune in and thank me later. Pants pending.
This week in Deece Nuts. In this year's Miss Universe contest, for the first time ever, a transgender woman will be participating in the event. The 27-year-old Miss Spain, Angela Ponce, said, "I'm showing that trans women can be whatever they want to be. A teacher, a mother, a doctor, a politician, and even Miss Universe." It's rumored that in the talent portion of the contest, her talent would be being able to pick a place to eat. And that's this week in Deece Nuts.
Hey, did what's your name get at you yesterday?
Oh,
Deece Nuts.
All right, welcome back, folks. Thanks for hanging through that brief commercial break. As always, go to pantspending.com. Check out all these shows on the network. Go to Patreon/pantspending. You can do a one-time donation or subscribe. Get all the exclusive behind-the-scenes content from across the network, not only here at the Social Hour, but all the shows, including Never-Ending Random Discussion, Burr Martin Experience, and all the other good stuff. So check that out. All right, guys, we are back in studio. We are here with Kaylee Goins. Kaylee, how are you?
I'm wonderful.
I had
how
to like
are you?
Good. I'm good. I had to focus on because I asked her just before we came back how to pronounce her last name accurately, and then I got in my head about it. I'm like, "You're gonna fuck it up. You're gonna fuck it up. You're gonna fuck it up."
And you see, you kind of said like both.
Yeah, I'm like, if I just go like trail off, it's fine. No one will know.
Goins.
Yes, exactly. That's how I
just
always say.
What your dad did when you were five.
Just never came back. Goins and kept on a Goins.
Good job.
You're off the show.
Thank God. That's all it took. I've been trying for so long.
God. Good thing I don't turn your mic on.
unless I say something stupid.
When has that ever happened, Jack? Thanks for that, Jack.
In Chinese news.
Why did you say it like that?
Because
in
I was just
Chinese
fucking
news.
With
I guess they have news over in China.
I guess they do. I don't know. I think I was trying to get his attention for something.
In Chinese news.
He just likes to pull things out of context.
Kind of unsure.
Be a dick about it.
Oh man, I'm a dick about everything.
I'm always unsure.
Also, I did not tell you before, Kate. I'll tell you now. There's no FCC. You can say whatever the fuck you want to say.
That's so good because I have the worst mouth.
Perfect.
It's gross.
I don't edit for content. Everything you say is going to go out on the air because I'm too lazy to edit.
Everyone's going to hear the how gross your mouth is.
Yeah. My mouth is so gross, you guys.
Yeah,
no.
Also, I say bad things.
Just before you came on, we were talking about vaginal discharge.
I think that's what we closed the last.
That's what we closed the last segment on.
Vaginal discharge. And off. Okay, coming up next, we got traffic, news, weather, and then Kaylee Goins.
Goins.
Jesus.
The Goins is precious.
Kaylee is a musician in town, but by the time you hear this, she will be a musician out of town. she is on her way to Austin, Texas, is that right?
Yes, it is.
Are you going to do music there?
Yes.
So
yes.
Why Austin?
Actually, one of my very best friends lives there. Actually, two of my really good friends live there. Okay. And I've been, I love Spokane. The music scene here is really amazing. But
sure.
I needed to go to the next step.
Yeah, because you've been a staple in the music scene here for a long time. You are a vocalist at many, many bands locally, including Bartok, Lazy Love, Honey Business, as well as many others.
Honey Business.
The honeyest of businesses.
The honeyest of businesses. So sweet.
So, I mean, you've been doing music all over for a long time, but it's time to try somewhere else. So why leave Spokane when you got so much going on here?
No, I love it. Well, I actually moved here last year.
Okay.
When I first moved here in January of last year. I'd never tried pursuing music before then, and just for a lot of reasons. So anyway, got here last year and kind of tooted around, met some cool people like Lucas Brown and Anthony Hall and those guys.
Yeah,
and
they're great.
They're really great.
I don't care for them, but it's fine.
Oh, you hush.
No, just kidding.
Okay, we're going to have Lucas on the show.
We'll see. No, I'm just kidding.
That's,
yeah, I love to.
So anyway, right. Yeah, they kind of just got me introduced. So it was really easy, I think, here. Not easy like, oh, this means nothing. It's so easy to play music here.
Yeah.
The caliber of musician here is pretty sweet, but yeah. So I don't know. I just progressed really quickly, and
sure.
And I feel like I'm at a point now where I need to spread my wings.
Sure.
So to speak.
What now? What? Where did you move from?
Southeast Missouri.
What brought you to Spokane?
I traveled for about a year. I camped for 10 months as
okay.
I was a photographer. I did product and landscape and weddings and stuff like that.
Sure.
And my ex and I actually traveled for quite a while, and we moved to Coeur d'Alene because it was beautiful. And yeah, and I wasn't playing music at that point. And
sure,
then I
yeah.
came to a party here. I met Anthony Hall and Nate Stratty, and I was like, oh my gosh, music's so great. I want to do it. And they were like, move to Spokane. So I broke up with my ex. We're still friends. And I popped over here to Spokane land.
All right. And so you mostly vocalist. You did bring your guitar. You're going to play a song for us.
Oh,
I
yes.
assume a guitar is in that. It's a case that's shaped like a
you
guitar.
You don't want to know what's
I have
in
not
that case.
Seen
There's
a guitar.
No
yeah.
No instrument.
Okay.
In that case.
It's just an empty.
No, it's not empty
gonna,
either.
Oh, my God. it's just like alien artifacts.
Mm-hmm.
So I assume you play the guitar also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you play the guitar in any of these bands you're in? Or are you mostly vocals?
Mostly vocals. Sulphur Banks, I played guitar in. We haven't been playing out for quite a while, but
okay.
that was the only one I played an instrument in.
Now, is part of your move because you want to kind of branch out on your own and start doing like kind of singer-songwriter stuff instead of just vocals for the bands you've been a part of?
For the bands? Actually, it's a mix. So I'm like, you know, Jack White has like 5 projects that everyone's like, oh, those are great. They're all very different.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I am. None of my bands are the same genre. And I also do have a singer-songwriter set that I do, like my own solo original, me and a guitar. So, and down in Austin, I have just a really great like foundation network being built. One of my best friends plays in a band there called Asleep at the Wheel. And I told him that I was going to be probably going down to Austin. And he was like, hey, I'll introduce you to some cool people. And
nice.
And yeah, it's been, yeah.
So do you, with the bands you're in now, I mean, obviously your singer-songwriter set's a little different, but your bands, do you write a lot of your own music, or is it something collaborative with a band? Mm-hmm. How does that go? I mean, I imagine it's got to be a little different with every band.
It is a little bit different with every band. Yeah, like Lazy Love is a cover band. We play at Zola.
That was my nickname in college.
Lazy Love?
Yeah.
I bet it was.
Yeah, I didn't go to college. So that's the weirdest part.
Like, I'm also a compulsive liar.
Yeah, I just hung out there. Like, why are you here? You're 38.
that's so good. Oh, no. sorry. Lazy Love is a cover band. We also jam. We make stuff up. It's really fun. And then every other band is original music, and I write the vocal melodies and the lyrics for all of those. And it's pretty collaborative. Someone will be like, hey, I have a guitar riff idea. And then we just kind of build upon it from there.
Yeah. Very good. You know.
Yeah, it's fun.
So a year here and now off to Austin. I mean, is Austin kind of the landing spot for some time? Is that the plan? Or is it maybe, you know, depending on how things go, maybe just another launching pad to somewhere else?
You know, I've never been to Austin. So this is kind of.
It's awesome down there. You know,
that's what I've
it's
heard.
Amazing.
I've heard it's great. I've just heard from every single person who knows me very well. And I'm like, yeah, I kind of want to move somewhere, do something. They're like, oh, well, why not go to Austin? I've heard that for a few years. And
yeah.
then this last year, over the last 6 months or so, I've kind of decided that's what I want to do. And, yeah. And
Sixth Street down there is like no other.
Really?
When it comes to the music scene, it's insane.
That's
absolutely
really cool.
Insane.
I haven't been to Austin since it's been cool.
I hear
you
it's
know?
Always been cool.
Yeah,
people say it's getting less.
I don't think you've ever been to Austin.
What? You've never been to Austin?
I don't think you have.
No, I mean, this. I'm talking
he's
like
from Mexico, of course. He's
yeah,
from Texas.
No, I'm talking like
they were Portland before That's Portland was Portland.
Okay, it wasn't like what it is now. It was just like I'm talking like 15, 16 years ago.
Yeah.
It was not like it was now. Like it wasn't talked about. It wasn't like a cool, wasn't like a super.
You didn't hear about over here because nobody over here cared to go there. But it was. It has been like Portland before Portland was cool.
Yeah. What was
Willie
it?
Nelson's
was like
there
they
for
had their slogan
years.
Was "Keep Austin Weird Before Portland." We yeah. stole it from them.
They had this. It was "Keep Austin Weird Before Portland," and yeah. they, like they didn't even. They were just like against Portland already.
No,
yeah, I was. Down
I mean,
there in
that
2001.
Was no, was, not the.
Already oh, still.
I think he's
I don't know,
missing
I feel like
the mark
I
here.
There.
He's missing it.
He's doing it on purpose.
Is he though? You might be like overestimating him.
Yeah,
I don't think he is.
So I mean that yeah it's been years since I've been down there is, but that's
you were probably too drunk the whole time.
That, well, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was probably just in like East
just
LA. Black.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of Mexicans you here. What's up?
Under the Sprague Bridge. Yeah.
So, so I mean, you're gonna pursue solo career down there? You want to get, you know, do another collaborative band, or what are you thinking?
I'm probably gonna have more bands again. Yeah. Both, honestly. Like for my solo stuff, I'd rather have a backing band. Like the song I'm gonna sing tonight. Mm-hmm. That's really one of the only songs I have fully produced online, and it just sounds so much better when there's a full band behind
sure.
the song. So I'll do that. I really want to be in another rock and roll band. I really want to be in another jazz and blues band. I like bluegrass. You know, I like
a little bit everything.
All of the things. I want to do all of them.
Very nice. All right. So what made you? I mean, from never doing music a year ago to being in 80 bands, that's a leap. What was the bridge?
Oh, golly. I've always loved music. I was just really scared of pursuing it because I didn't sing in front of people because I was terrified. And then, I don't know, yeah, I didn't do it for so long, and I was with someone for a long time who didn't want me to pursue it, just, you know, preconceived notions of what it would
sure.
be like, that kind of thing.
Like you guys breaking up and you moving to another state.
Well, if I just would have been able to do music
yeah, no,
the
I
whole
know.
Time,
I'm just
that
kidding.
Would have not have happened. We just talked about it
yeah,
the other day.
No, I know.
Oh, great, no. no, so that's, I mean, basically what happened was just didn't do it for so long and was like, fuck this shit. I love music. And so, yeah, I just popped over here and mm-hmm. started some bands.
There you go. So what about inspiration wise for music? What's kind of your, I mean, you do so many different types of music, but like where's your, I don't even mean necessarily musically what is, but like, what is your, what's Kaylee's muse?
Oh, my muse. It's that feel that music gives you. I don't know. I don't have it. It's so stupid. I'm the worst musician like to ask about music stuff. I just don't know any answers to anything about music ever. I don't know. Music is like, it's a way to articulate what you want to say and feel, you know? And so sometimes that just feels like I can't say something correctly. And so if I sing about it, I can feel like I'm actually getting it out.
Sure.
So it's kind of like the drive, I guess.
Yeah.
Inspiration.
Right on. Very good. All right. Kaylee, we're gonna do a little segment we do with our first time guests always. It's called the Rundown.
Okay.
I don't know if Jack and Jeremy have been here since we've done this. Jeremy's probably been on the show when we've done this with people. No. Okay.
Never.
So yeah, this is a segment we call the Rundown. It is a series of questions I have compiled over the years that I feel it tells a lot about a person.
Oh shit!
Okay. It tells very little, but it tells a lot.
Okay.
So it's just a series of questions. Please answer them honestly.
sure, I am. She was a liar.
Never.
because we know your seat's hooked up to a polygraph. all right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. First question. If you could travel anywhere in the world, anywhere you wanted to go, all expenses paid, everything's taken care of, but you had to travel with the person you hate the most in life, where would you go and who would that person be?
Oh, shit. Okay. Man, that's really hard. I feel like I don't really hate anyone.
You asked
that sounds
me
so
these
stupid.
Questions.
Did I? Mm-hmm. Yeah. See. Okay. See. You have done this then.
Where would I go? Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, I would probably go to shit. I'm trying to think of who I don't like. That's the problem here. I don't.
Yeah.
Can't think of anyone. I really
you can think of no one you don't like. You have a bad Uber driver recently. Anything?
No, I don't really see people. I'm by myself a lot. that's the thing. I go out and then I
don't
go out.
Go, yeah.
Yeah. So who am I pissed off at right now?
Tom Cruise.
Fuck Tom Cruise. Mm-hmm. I would go to a goddamn some sort of tundra and
a desert tundra or like an Arctic tundra. Okay. Yeah.
An Arctic tundra with Tom Cruise.
Okay, cool.
And that's all.
He'd probably be on a motorcycle.
Yeah, I don't know why I would do that. I actually want to go to like Palermo or something and eat like a really nice dinner under a pergola with like jazz, like Italian kind of music playing in the background and ignore whoever I'm with. Whoever it is that I don't like, I'm just.
But they're there with you. They're going to be.
And it's Tom Cruise. I mean, he's going to be obnoxious.
Yeah, ooh, he's going to try and talk to you about Scientology, Zaydens.
Oh my gosh,
and,
that's
like,
so fun.
Other planet.
It's the weirdest thing ever. I went to, there's this big Church of Scientology in St. Louis, mm-hmm. and it looks terrifying, and I was like, I want to go in there and see what's going on.
Do they
on.
Let you in?
They let you in, and they were like, oh, what can we help you with? Oh, and I was like, I'm just one, what is this? Anyway, they made me take this test. I took this test. It was like this, like, 200 question multiple choice test. I watched a video, and then they're like, and then they like told me all of these things that Scientology could help me with in my life, and I was like, this is fucked up. Like, it was so weird. And anyway, then I went on this whole thing like, I'm going to break down the Church of Scientology and figure it out. I'm going to be a mole. I'm going to get in there. This is why I don't hang out with people. Now you know, because this is what happens.
Because you start talking about this, and by the time you stop talking, like, everyone's gone. You're like, hey, where'd everyone go? What happened?
Anyway, yep. So maybe that's what I do. I take the person I hate to the Church of Scientology.
Go Tom Cruise and infiltrate the church. All right. That might be an interesting answer to that question. Okay. All right, we're going to talk about food for a second.
Oh, yes.
If you could have any pizza toppings you wanted, you could order any pizza and have any toppings on it you want, but now that is the only pizza you can have for the rest of your life, what would those toppings be?
Ooh, I went to Mod the other day and they put roasted broccoli on my pizza, and that was mm-hmm. really bomb. I'd be tomatoes, like the slices, not the bits.
Okay, yeah.
Sliced tomatoes. Roasted broccoli, that was dope. Probably cauliflower would be really good too. Some fucking pesto sauce shit. Some sort of meats. Just any meats, really.
Any meats.
Right on there.
Sure. Yeah. Jackrabbit.
Thin crust.
She likes all the meat too.
Jack, yeah.
thin crust. And then maybe like a balsamic drizzle on there.
And that's the pizza forever?
I'm trying to make it well rounded. I want the acidity, something savory, something sweet.
All right.
Crispy.
It's a lot. That's a lot. That's a flavor. That's a flavor explosion. You got a lot going on there, Kayla.
Well, if I'm eating it for the rest of my life, it's got to be damn good.
Okay. All right. I'm not I'm just. Okay. Listen, it's your pizza.
You asked.
I know. It is. Okay. all right. We're going to stay with food. One fruit to rule them all. If you could only have one fruit for the rest of your life, you can eat any other fruit. What fruit is the top your fruit pile?
Grapes. They're like a drink and a snack.
What kind?
The red grapes, the big old red ones.
Big old red
seedless.
Or the cotton candy ones. Oh, those are too sweet for forever. No, regular seedless red grapes.
All right, it's bold.
I like the black ones.
You would like,
but you put them in the refrigerator.
Black ones.
Oh, gee.
I would have picked that.
Sliding off your seat over there.
What's that?
He loves to take
not vegetables.
What I say.
Oh, yeah. Does she have seeds inside? That's how you find it.
She's allowed to.
Wow.
Okay. If you could purge, like the movie The Purge.
Oh, yes.
For 1 hour, anything's legal. You could do like the movie The Purge for 1 hour. What would you do?
Ugh, I'd probably burn down a really big building.
Like the Church of Scientology?
It was stone. It wouldn't burn.
Oh,
giant stone edifice.
Burn down a big building.
Maybe. That sounds really horrible when I say it out loud. So I play, well, here's the thing. I play D&D, and like my character, I found that you can do anything in D&D, right? It's like The Purge all the time.
Yeah.
So I found that like as a distraction method, I'll burn buildings down to distract the bad guy. And so now I'm just like, this is empowering.
So if there's like a structure fire in Spokane before Wednesday, like we know, like
I'm just gonna lay low for a minute.
Late Tuesday evening, the Rid Path caught on fire in mysterious circumstances.
I would make it be something that no one really cares about. This would be a big fire. That'd be great.
No one cares about the Rid Path.
Roast things,
especially now with all those people in there now.
Yeah.
Crispy.
If you could have any superpower, what would your superpower be?
This sounds really stupid. Probably the ability to speak any language.
Linguistic, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Interesting. All right, that's a guess. I like that.
You could go anywhere, and you could be in the shittiest of any situation, anywhere in the whole wide world, and be like, blah, da, da, da.
You can speak their language while they're murdering you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
Or be very useful to some government agency and get paid a shit ton of money.
That'd that's also
dope.
True.
Yeah. So I'm just saying about my career,
guys.
You'd
be a spy, is that what you said?
Yeah. Can't tell people.
Can't talk about this.
Okay, if you did hip hop music, what would your rap name be?
Fucking A, man. Okay. Oh, that's such a good question.
Thank you. I'm really good at it.
I love this one. Man, I don't know. It depends on what kind of hip hop I'm doing. Like,
well,
sometimes
it's your
hip hop.
It's your career.
Turn.
What do you want to do?
Sometimes I just go by Old KG. I do that now.
All right.
People don't like it.
Like old or OL apostrophe? Old. Like Old KG.
Old KG.
Yeah. Okay.
Name.
What's the KG stand for?
Kaylee Goins. Jesus
oh,
Christ.
Yeah. Okay. Got it.
Fuck name, man.
Did
okay.
that to
I
Ashley, too.
The what? Okay, Old KG.
And then, you know Dwan, who dances around Spokane? You guys know Dwan? He doesn't dance literally around Spokane,
Korean,
but he goes
Korean
out.
Guy?
No, he's a black fella.
Oh, okay. name threw me off.
He wanted my band name to be Orange Sweetness, and then he's like, that can be your solo name, Orange Sweetness. And I was like, I don't like that.
Yeah, that sounds weird. Like, go with Old KG.
Yeah, I have terrible naming abilities, so... Let's move on.
What is a karaoke song no one should sing?
Oh, shit. Oh, fucking Bohemian Rhapsody. Jesus Christ.
It's a good one. That's on my list. No one should sing it.
No one should. It's way too long, and no one's going to do it right, and you're going to look
right.
stupid.
Like, so
I could do it right. But
no, you couldn't.
Won't go there.
Let's be real.
The Bohemian Rhapsody, Total Eclipse of the Heart, Don't Stop Believin'.
Copacabana.
That's a good one. Whitney Houston, what's the...
I Will Always Love You.
Yeah, those are all songs like no one can do. No one should sing those songs.
Speak for yourself.
Karaoke. So, you think you can do one of those?
Yeah.
Which one?
All of them except for Bohemian Rhapsody.
Do you want to do one right now?
Not going to do that. I need 100 more beers. Exactly that.
Exactly 100.
Exactly.
What is your guilty pleasure song? A guilty pleasure song of yours.
Ooh.
Like a song when you roll up to a bus stop, as you're apt to do, you roll up the windows if this song comes on. Because you still want to hear it. You just don't want people to hear you hearing it.
I love all my guilty pleasure songs because I love them.
Right, you love
so
them.
I know that's... I do, so no shame, man. No, I listen to old Dixie Chicks albums
all right.
sometimes,
okay.
but that's not even shameful. Let It Fly was so good. Also, I thought that was great.
That was...
Okay, well, you know what?
I'm not saying that's fine.
It's
a
song they made before they insulted George Bush and got, like, shunned.
Oh, is that what happened?
Is that what happened?
That's why you're not even guilty pleasure. I don't know.
Which is so stupid.
Yeah.
They were just the first ones to do it.
Right.
And they got in trouble for it.
And they took the bullet.
They're Colin Kaepernick's of the early 2000s.
They knelt on Bush, and then they took a knee on Bush, and we all crucified
him. Fuck you, Dixie Chicks. that and, like, the Phantom of the Opera soundtrack. Like, I don't care if people know that I like it, but I like to listen to it really loudly.
Like Music of the Night.
Oh,
just, like,
God.
Rock it out.
Oh, and then it's loud. Like, yeah. Think of me. And people are, like, looking in, like, poor woman.
Yeah,
she's
I know far too much of that soundtrack, I gotta say.
And that's
so
why you
good.
Have gay people hating
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's
Facebook.
Probably true. Listen, I'm not gay, but I've seen Wicked twice, okay? So let's... yeah, so things can happen. All right, song at your funeral. What song would they play at your funeral?
Probably Humble by Kendrick Lamar.
Is there any irony in the fact of, like, picking the song Humble? That seems like the least humble thing to do, picking the song Humble. Like, pretty humble, so let's go with Humble.
You guys,
let's go
you
with
the,
you know.
Total Eclipse of the Heart.
The all right.
Rhapsody. That's all of
just all the, just like a melody of all the songs.
I couldn't do this at karaoke, yeah. But here's my chance now.
All right. Now we turn the tables and we allow you to ask us one question, a question you'd like to ask us.
Any question that I can ask you guys. Oh, I shouldn't have gotten so stoned before I came here. I'm just thinking of so many things.
Trust me,
right now.
You want to be stoned here.
Jack is every week. It's fine.
Is it like, do you all have to answer the same question?
Oh, you can do individual ones if you want.
I can do individual ones if I want. Oh, God. I wish I had more time to think about this, you guys. What the hell are you doing
to me? It's on the spot.
Yeah. Fuck this shit. Yeah. I don't improv words. I'm not good at it. Thinking.
You
general.
Can do it. We believe in you.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. Any question?
Yeah.
I want. Okay. Okay, all of you. Would you rather be eaten alive by red ants? Mm-hmm.
The other one.
It doesn't matter what it is.
Or
one.
Have small.
Or eaten alive by a single red ant.
No, or have your skin like picked off by Vietnamese children with tweezers.
Oh my God! What is the difference? It feels the same.
I don't know. You tell me. It's your death. I don't know.
I guess the ants would be quicker.
Would it be?
Yeah.
I don't know. Vietnamese kids work pretty fucking fast.
Yeah, they're efficient.
I had one do my nails one time.
I gotta go. Vietnamese kids.
Yeah.
Because I feel like at least I'd die being turned on.
Wow.
So,
that's true. That's
yeah.
They'd probably have something to eat for a while, too.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so really giving of you.
Yeah, I hate red ants.
Do you? Why?
Because they hurt.
They hurt
they
so
do
bad.
Hurt.
They hurt
yeah.
so bad. I got bit underneath my fingernail one time.
Yeah, I've stepped in rough. Colonies yeah. and it's all up the legs.
Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah, it's gross.
Do they have red ants in Washington, like up here?
Mm-hmm.
I never seen
them
in the woods and stuff. Yeah.
Do they? Okay.
They, like, they make nests underneath the piles of pine needles and stuff.
Huh.
Really
fuck
sweep
them.
That stuff up.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Kaylee,
yes.
Do you want to play us a song?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah. Let me get my
guitar. She's getting her guitar. She's going to get her guitar already. I don't have any more. This segment's brought to you by is to filibuster.
Oh, man.
I burned them all last week. when I was, I don't know why we were stalling. Why were we killing time last time?
I don't know. Because she was
either.
Writing a song.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We were,
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Oh, okay.
I realize now that I'm a morbid guest to have
why?
On. Because you're like,
do you want to?
Where would you go on vacation? Tom Cruise, Church of Scientology. What would you do during the purge? Burn down a building. What's the question you want to ask us? Red ants or death by Vietnamese kids? I apologize.
That's all right. We've had. Is that on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on.
Perfect. So, what is the name of this song, Kaylee?
This song is called. Thank you, Madam. It's called "Until You're Here." It's really the only song I have to tune real quick. The only song I have professionally recorded.
Okay.
On the interwebs, you all can right. find it on YouTube and his little music video, the little studio music video. What am I doing? I'm going the wrong way. And my Bandcamp page, it's free for download. I was going to charge, but I'm a really big advocate of mental health awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the songs on my album are, like the album I'm working on currently, are kind of about that. Like, I went through a shit phase. A lot of people go through shit phases, but there's such a stigma attached to it. No one talks about it. So I kind of do that, even though it's awkward, and I'm like, oh, mental health, something crazy, that's great. That's kind of what most of the album's about. So this I wrote for a really good friend of mine who has just horrible anxiety and,
okay.
and doesn't sleep and just, you know, just like really, really bad. And so it's just kind of a happy, sleepy.
All
sort
right.
Sort of.
And what's it called?
Oh, it's called Until You're Here.
Oh, you said that. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Did I?
Yeah, you did. Sorry.
It's fine. Okay.
Jeez.
Shit. Oh, yeah, here we go.
Thank you.
quiet your mind. Put down the pieces. You will be quite all right. Sleep now. Sleep now. Put down the words. Turn off the day. Rest your weary bones. Sleep now. Sleep now. The world will be turning when you awake. Imagine the places that you can take me in your dreams. Time will stand still. That's where you find me until you're here in your dreams, in your dreams. Church. Sleep now. Sleep now. The world will be turning when you awake. Imagine the places that you can take me in your dreams. Time will stand still. That's where you find me until you're here in your dreams, in your dreams. I'm used to hearing, you know what I'm saying?
Great.
Thanks. The record version is so much better. There's like fiddle and bass and guitar and drums and harmonies, and it's all beautiful.
Well, that was great.
Thanks. No, I'm not saying that was bad by any means, but no, I'm kidding. No, I'm just saying, yeah, the recording is really, really cool. Some awesome people, Lucas Brown and fucking A, man. Lucas Brown and David Cavillo and Cherie and Lead Pencil Studio people, Dennis Ludiker, some cool people helped me put that together. So
very nice. People can find that where?
On YouTube, Kaylee Goins, Until You're Here. Hey.
All right.
Yeah, Bandcamp, all the fun stuff.
All right, go check it out. If you hear the full version, that's our little acoustic version there. That was very nice. So very great. I like that.
Thanks, man.
Very, very good.
Appreciate it.
All right. You guys ready to do some news, Jack? Oh, all right. Kaylee, hang out. You want to get some news going with us?
Let's do it.
All right.
Are you going to make fun of me more?
We're doing the news.
Her name is 10 letters long, but she spills it with 3. Oh, Jeremy called her
Ashley
dirty, but she's the cleanest hippie.
I actually like it.
Anything she'd rather do, like go out digging for shiny rocks. But we're happy she's here with us, telling you about someone some cop shot. It's the news. And she will keep you coming back. Oh, you know what to do. Listen to the news with Jack.
In Chinese news.
Oh, Jesus. Can you take that out of there? I swear to God. Oh, I'm not doing this.
What the? It's let's. It's your song, Jack. That's your song.
I love Ashley Pyle.
She was great. She made that song last week.
Really?
Was that last week? Yeah. That was last week.
She's awesome. That's okay.
All right, Jack, what do you got?
Nothing.
She's are you you're quick. What's the news? Let's go
no.
with it. Come on.
Do your own damn news.
Oh my God, come on.
You have to promise never to do that again.
Which part?
All of it.
In Chinese.
The song?
News.
You know which part.
In Chinese.
Say it.
I will. Yeah. Yeah. Where let's see with the news. Come on, let's go.
I'm not doing it until you say it.
Which part? Which part do you want gone?
All of it.
All of it. The whole song?
No, I like the song.
Okay. The song's in there. Jeez, so I didn't know you were touchy about smoking weed. it's talked about very often.
Keep playing dumb, see how far it gets you.
Okay. Let's go. What do you got?
This should have been you. Spokane detained a man who threatened to jump from the rid path the other night. I don't know if you heard about that.
I did hear about that.
Apparently he was screaming that he had smeared feces all over his wall.
Mm.
And things like nobody cared about him, stuff like that. It was really sad.
What was the details on this guy? Because I heard a lot of like that he was at one point that he was a homeless guy, or that he was, nobody knew what kind of his story was.
I mean, they're all homeless people that live there, aren't they?
At the Rid Path? did he live at the Rid Path?
I don't know. This article doesn't really say.
Because the Rid Path is like a very confusing place now. It's all, I didn't
the
like.
The fire alarm had been set off in the building. It is open, yes.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Possibly after the man broke a window to get outside.
But he didn't jump, correct?
No,
they got him down?
He did not.
Okay. Yeah, there's a whole thing about it. And like there was
this is the wrong article though.
The weirdest thing about news now is that it never like they just want it to be they want to be like the first to get it out, and then they have no details. They're like, there's like a guy, maybe a guy, it could be a cat on the Rid Path. We don't know. There's something happening. Like then like details come in later. Nobody ever knows what's happening. Because like he's maybe homeless, or maybe like there was some speculation at one point, because it was like World AIDS Day, that it was like there was one article talking about that they thought it was like a gay guy protesting. I'm like, that seems like a really weird, and like that was so far from the story. I'm like, why did you even put that out there as a story? You're just like grasping at straws of what possibly might have happened.
Right. That does happen a lot in Spokane. There was a bomb threat across the street from my work building, and that's all we knew.
It
was just like. Fire trucks everywhere, and then the story was like, there could be a bomb, we don't know, there's a mysterious package, and for hours we're like, is it a thing, should we be worried, like are you gonna tell us anything? It was empty,
there was no bomb.
Still trying to find a real article, but
yeah, it's, and that's the thing too, like so many of these things, once you get like, then it goes away and the news cycle just keeps going, and they're like, oh yeah, we never really got any information. No, nobody, we never finished that story. It's like a choose your own adventure with no ending.
Right.
Right.
But the thing is like people were posting on Facebook about it, and they were describing like details of what this guy was saying and stuff like that. But then they were like, oh, be prepared for the roads to be blocked off and, you know, what a hassle. And nobody's like even concerned as to like that why this some guy was might up be there and
killing
like,
himself.
Jesus. Right, exactly. And yeah. I was just like, what is wrong with people? It's like,
yeah, it was. I was reading some of the comments, and you're like, okay.
That's why I'm off of Facebook, man.
Yeah. I mean, it's what it's one thing to, you know, like, I guess joke about things in hindsight after they're done, but like, I mean, that somebody is going through a real crisis, obviously.
Yeah.
And people are just cruel.
Yeah, it's it would be interesting to find out like what actually.
Just get him on the podcast.
If we do, apparently no one knows who I couldn't finish writing the story.
Right, exactly.
Like, well, I don't think they're like I never heard anything more about it either. Like I think the story just never really again like once he was off the building, like all right, well nobody cares anymore.
Yeah.
Like that's not a thing.
Exactly, and that's just that was kind of the whole point of him being up there, right? It's because he thought no one cared.
Right.
That's kind of like our whole culture right now is like it's, everything's very fleeting. It's like just a lot of information and then it goes away and you don't think about it anymore because there's new information. On your face.
Right, there's just more.
There's just
I don't think we were like humans were not meant to absorb as much information. Like we weren't meant to have access to the whole world.
Yeah.
Like we were meant to have access to like our tribe.
Our humans,
and like
yeah.
the couple square miles our tribe lived in and like technology advanced far faster than we could like our minds could evolve to keep up with what is being like given to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's part of, I think it's a big breakdown of why, like, you know, like we were talking, you're like mental health issues and stuff. I think people are not able, we're not really fully equipped to deal with everything that's being like pushed at us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we should just be like fishing and then kind of hanging out in the sun and but, like,
oh,
you know,
yes,
like that's like,
yes.
that's really kind of like where our like ancestorial, like reptilian brain, like is just kind of, like still in that,
mm-hmm.
We just kind of don't have a choice.
Right.
Only with those, if only those that you know, those Indians in those guys that killed the missionary. If only we go. If only they let us on the island, then we could live with like them. But they would just try to kill us too.
Like, please don't eat me.
Yeah,
please.
I just want to be. How do I join you guys?
Want to be your buddies?
Yeah, like if you can live through the arrows, the assault of arrows. Maybe
you could
maybe.
Give them socks and change their fucking lives.
But they don't want
yeah,
socks.
I'm just saying they might not mind socks. That's
well,
all.
Okay. All right. I mean, but then you're on an island, then they get wet, then you get like foot rot.
Maybe just a sleep in. Maybe just a sleep in.
That's well,
what
true.
Happened last time people came over and gave something or somebody something warm?
The
yeah.
plague
yeah,
happened.
That's okay. that's true.
Sorry.
I don't know.
Smallpox.
Small socks.
Zing.
All right. Yeah, that's sad. I who knows? Like, yeah, that story did just kind of just disappear and went away, and like
mm-hmm.
nothing was ever finished.
And I had
so.
Another one, and now it won't load. It's kind of along the.
Did you see that Tumblr is banning all adult material on there? It's going to be a freaking PG website.
Tumblr
nice.
Isn't Tumblr isn't just
it's
exclusive
just
porn?
I thought.
Yeah.
No,
Tumblr
was
a
photographer website forever. Just
yeah, it's like photography. It's like a blog.
I only
site.
Use it for porn, so I
didn't know even know there
Tumblr?
Was porn on there.
No
really?
Way.
Oh God,
yeah.
it's so much.
I don't know how to use Tumblr.
Tumblr's a blogging site. I think I had
yeah.
one when I was like.
Well, it's also like a place. It started out as like a place where like photographers could upload like stock images and people would buy them for websites and stuff.
Yeah,
it seems like so every
like
time it just everyone who describes it to me is like two beats away from porn, and then they're like, oh, and then it's just like they're sort of describing it, and then within 37 seconds of describing it, we're talking about porn. I'm like, okay, so this is just like a weird. Like it's
I've never seen that.
Really, that's all it is. Like, there's so many local people from Spokane that are on there too. It's ridiculous.
Just telling
I'll
you
send
that.
You all the links later.
Okay, cool.
Clickbait.
But no, it's yeah, clickbait. No, it's ridiculous though. But I can't believe that they're like that's their thing.
Yeah. Well, that's like, yeah. Well, I mean, well, I guess if they want to clean up, but isn't that how that why they have so many users?
I would think so. That's the only reason why I'm on there.
I really don't even know how to like use it. I've gone on. Somebody had me download one time, and I couldn't. Like, I didn't understand the format of how to even like scroll and like what I was looking at. It just didn't seem like there was any
rhyme or reason.
Yeah,
it's tumbling at you.
I guess it's
why it's
I don't know. I guess it was very confusing, but I don't know. It's like they what the people are turning all like the people with premium Snapchats and stuff to the IRS. So, you gotta want a piece of that action,
not get
man.
Too excited. I'm gonna start selling my feet pictures.
Hey, get it. Well, all right, that him. other story load.
No, I blocked that guy. Yeah. So in Florida, deputies fatally shot a psychiatric patient who they say was threatening to harm people with a sharp piece of glass.
All right.
So they shot him to death when he had a piece of glass.
That's what you get for bringing a piece of glass to a gunfight.
He was in a psych ward.
This is in Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They kind of like shot him with a tranquilizer.
Sheriff spokesman. Yeah. They said that Veda Coleman Wright says a deputy shot 30-year-old Jarvis Randall with a beanbag, which failed to subdue him with a beanbag. They couldn't have tased him, nothing. It's just weird. And then so three officers fired at the same time because he charged at them.
Yeah, it is Florida, so that's a crapshoot right there.
Three out of four shot.
Yeah.
One guy mentally ill running with a piece of glass. Come on now.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, it is a weird thing because it's like that's what they're trained to do. They're trained like anytime someone comes at them, it's like lethal force. You know, it's just that. But yeah, I mean, you'd think they would be able to. I guess you have to make a split second decision. It's their life or you in their.
But realistically, nobody's life needed to be taken.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm sure they could have, they probably could have just tased the guy or
something.
Right,
that's what I'm saying. It's like, would you shoot your 5-year-old if they're chasing you down with a piece of glass?
Fuck yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. How big's the piece of glass?
How big's the 5-year-old?
Right now?
Is it my firstborn or my middle kid?
You don't have any kids. Thank God. Anyways, I just think that people should think before.
Yeah.
Before you shoot.
How did this guy, was this guy like an escapee or he
no,
was just
he was
like some kind of mentally ill guy?
For burglary.
So he burglarized a place and they caught him in the act. Mm-hmm. He had a sharp piece of glass.
No. He was in the mental.
Oh,
he's
in the psych ward.
Yeah.
I got it.
And he was threatening patients with this sharp piece of glass.
Okay.
I wonder if it was like a hostage situation.
It doesn't say that.
Shoot the hostage.
They tried to subdue him with the beanbag, and they charged the officers.
Mm. That's shitty.
Yeah, you'd think they'd be able to handle that with tasers.
It's Florida, though.
Yeah, Florida's the worst. The weirdest shit happens.
Well, there's certain parts that are lovely. You got to find them.
I'm sure, yeah.
Sarasota, Florida is a little slice of heaven.
We talked about
beautiful.
Tumblr.
You talked about Tumblr?
Yeah.
What's that?
I had no idea there was porn on Tumblr.
I had no idea, but
I've been using Tumblr for...
Oh, I didn't realize it. You've been using Tumblr?
I've been using Tumblr for over 15 years, and I've never seen porn on it.
It's been around for 15 years? Yeah.
It's been around for a long time. I used it as a blog.
I didn't know the internet's been around that long.
Womp womp.
Has it been? What? Oh, God, I don't even know.
It's been around for 16 years.
16 years, ever since Al Gore created it?
Satan.
all right, Jack. What? Right.
I got another Florida one.
Oh, of course.
A woman is suing employees within the Miami-Dade County Corrections
Department. Dade County, my favorite.
After she was misgendered, after an arrest and forcibly placed in an all-male jail,
Jesus.
Where she was humiliated and afraid. I was the only girl when I was in juvie for 2 weeks, and it was just fine.
Yeah, but how do you
but
get?
She was put into a large cell with 40 other inmates, and like they were all yelling at her and stuff, like catcalling her and everything, and to the point where she ended up pissing her pants because she didn't want to get up and move. And then she was taking hormone pills for some reason, and that's why they classified her as a male.
But she had a boobs and a vagina.
Yeah,
and everything.
But they didn't. They said that she had, or it was a male with female tendencies and female parts, is what they said. They were saying that she was transgender because of the hormone meds. They just skipped over all
shit.
Of that.
Huh.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And then when they finally figured it out and stuff, they did the strip search, checked all the parts and everything, and were taking pictures of her and laughing, and all this shit.
Jesus.
And God. Then,
her family goes up to the judge because her family is actually the people that ended up catching the slip up because they went to go visit her in the women's prison. And they're like, she's in the men's prison. So the family got a hold of this and we're talking about getting a lawsuit going on. And the judge is like, you know, like these employees are they're not liable for any negligence and blah, 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 blah. So there's nothing you can do about it. Sorry.
Jesus. Yeah, there's so many missteps there. I mean, first of all, again, Florida.
She must have had a huge clit, though.
I
mean, like, don't you look? They make you look they see
like,
naked
when
first,
I went to juvie,
right?
I would have to freaking take off my pants and my shirt and duck crawl with my ass cheeks spread. Did you have to do that in jail?
No. I think they got you.
He's
on
like,
that
I
one.
Just do that on a yeah. Tuesday night.
No, dude, the first time I went to juvie, they had me take a shower. Right?
So,
and I go to get out of the shower, and the fucking door to the lunchroom is wide open. Everybody's out at lunch right there. So I walk out of the fucking shower completely butt ass naked, just like, hey, dick swinging, and everybody's at lunch fucking staring at me. I'm like, oh my God.
Like, this is how this starts.
It's a weird juvie. You went to weird juvie.
So they actually took her, when she said that she was a female, they sent her to the facility doctor, and he didn't do an examination and didn't ask why she was taking the hormone pills and just decided to reclassify her as subsequently marked her file as transgender male parts with female tendencies.
Oh, so there were male parts.
No, there was.
Oh.
They
he
just
did
missed
not
label.
He didn't just, why didn't they just, it would you just open like whoop whoop, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do a little check.
Because they didn't care.
Yeah.
They didn't believe her.
Bend over. Like, that's what?
That's a really weird. That's so funny.
In their defense, though, she looked kind of manly.
Kind of manly?
Kind of manly. If you see a picture of her face, you're like,
she just is a drug. She's a drug addict.
Jaw.
All you'd have to do
very
is look down her pants.
Jaw.
Yeah, that seems.
It's like checking a puppy, with boy or girl.
Also, there's times when you're like, all right, if you're on the fence, just like, I put them in isolation, one person cell. Like, you don't have to put them in general pop. Mm. Like, it's like if it's that big of a
they
conflict,
forget about
like.
In isolation.
Oh, well, shit. Better than getting assaulted by 40 convicts.
You hear about that? Like Chinese foreign exchange student that got left for 5 days?
No.
Yeah, and he like he filed his buttons into points and like carved a suicide note in his chest. He was like drinking his own urine.
What?
It's crazy.
Holy
he was a doctor. Like
where?
I want to say
somewhere in Florida.
I want to say it was in California. But yeah, he was at some after party or something, and he said he barely even smoked weed, but the house he was at got raided for ecstasy. Huh. In the morning, and they didn't ask any questions. They just took everyone into custody. Well, nobody, put him on record at all. They just put him in a holding cell and then forgot about him.
Jesus.
For 5 days.
I mean, how big is this jail that they're, like
right.
The holding cells that just, like, in the back
yeah,
room.
Yeah, and then they just, like, give him back to China. Sorry.
Goodbye.
Oh, my God.
No, China was
that's
pissed.
Fucked up.
They took it out on Obama, I think.
Oh. It was during Obama. Thanks, Obama.
Pretty
much. Like our
Chinese.
Win, exactly.
Nah. Now they're getting back at us with those tariffs.
Right.
I'm paying extra on a fucking, on my bootleg Hall & Oates CDs.
Oh, man. So,
I love Hall & Oates.
All right. You got any one more?
Okay. What's this one you sent me? This is the best time to have sex. Hint, it's not at night.
All right.
All right.
When is it?
Nighttime.
Do you have a
daytime.
Guess?
Right.
Oh, I am going to say, hold on. Is it just like a general scope of time or is it like a specific like 12:30 in the afternoon or is it just like between or is it just like afternoon time? Is it specific or general?
I think it's specific.
Okay.
Not time of day.
It's
not a time of day, no.
Is it like a time of your life?
No, it's probably like morning or midday or nighttime.
Okay, I'm going to say...
morning all the way.
Morning.
Just
it's morning.
Brunch time.
Brunch?
Hold on. The article.
Say in the car while I'm dropping my kids off.
Get down.
Before my wife gets home.
So fast.
Just read the whole article.
Okay.
This is a weird page. Sex is a powerful thing. In addition to improving your mood, sex can also whittle your waistline. This article's cheesy. Reader's Digest, that's why. And new research shows it could even lengthen your life.
Whittle why you diddle.
You
already
diddle.
Know the that hormones have a huge have huge implications on your sex life, as well as the feelings you experience afterwards, and yes, even the pillow talk. Ooh, as it turns out, these hormones peak and valley throughout the day. synchronizing yours with your partner's could lead you to even more enjoyable sex than ever. Okay. According to a hormone expert, Elisa Vitti. So what's the best time? According to Vitti, it's 3 p.m.
3 p.m.
3 p.m.
That seems good. I
usually
like 3 p.m.
working at that time. Yeah,
that's why it's good. You get a break
for women,
from work.
This is when the hormone cortisol peaks and brings with it energy and alertness. At the same time, men have high levels of estrogen, which makes them more emotionally present during sex.
Hmm. Interesting.
I've always wondered. Now, our bodies, they can't tell time. Like, is my body like, oh, it's 3 p.m.?
Yeah.
Anywhere in the world, it just knows this is the time.
Does it adjust to time? What if I get you a time change?
That's why it's called a biological clock.
But I mean, like, what if I'm in China, you know, and it's
your
like
biological clock, though. Like
just
how you're
3 o'clock in China.
Do I need time to catch up?
And 3 o'clock here, but they're two different times.
Yeah, what about jet lag?
Yeah, but it'd be 3 o'clock to your time is by your body until you adjust to your time, the time zone.
So maybe it just goes by, like, what if, on average, when someone wakes up and goes
to
sleep.
What if my body doesn't go by the Gregorian calendar in our current time system?
I was wondering.
Yeah. 3 p.m. I feel like 3 p.m. is a good time. That's when I feel like it's, you know, you're not winding down yet.
Yeah.
I'm only a little drunk. yeah.
It says another good time is early to mid-morning when men's testosterone and is highest.
I'll go mid-morning. I don't like early morning.
Early morning. That's where it's at.
Yeah.
Early morning. Then get stoned, take a snooze.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go. Have sex at 3 p.m., guys.
This makes sense. Probably why you don't like morning sex. Apparently, one Italian study found that couples are more likely to get pregnant during morning sex.
Ooh, boy. Hey, yo. No more sex in the morning.
My three kids prove that shit. Yeah.
All right. There you go. 3 p.m. Have sex, guys. Everyone, get on that clock and do
it. That's it for the news.
All right. That's the news. All right, guys. There it is. We've come to that time in the show. Kaylee, this is a segment we end the show with every episode where we go around the table and we say nice things about each other.
Aw, okay.
Yeah.
You're the only one that likes it.
I like it. These people are too cynical and can't be nice, apparently. I will start. Jack, thank you for helping me to make puppets.
How'd those turn out?
It's a rough start so far. Yeah. We're gonna get there. We ran out of glue because we never had any to begin with, really.
I got a hot glue gun at the house, man.
We thought we did too. It's fine. We're gonna make puppets. They're on their way. It's coming, and we're gonna make this sketch, and it's gonna be fantastic. So, but you brought stuff over. We're gonna make puppets. So, thank you.
You're welcome.
I can feel the tension between you two right now. It's making me fucking uncomfortable.
She's been grumpy for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm mad.
Huh? You're mad?
Yeah.
Why are you mad?
Because you keep making fun of me.
I'm not making fun of you.
Just a few
and
times.
Then lying about it. That's
no,
even worse.
You're being
gaslighting
sensitive.
Me. I am sensitive.
Don't be sensitive. Because I'm not making fun of you.
Yes, you
I'm
are.
I'm just being playful no, with
making
you.
Making fun did, with you.
You yeah. literally just admitted it and then told me I was sensitive.
No. Yeah.
You said, well, it's fine.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sensitive about it, so don't do it.
Well, about what?
Let's talk,
we'll talk
you.
About it after the show.
Are we getting
I'm
into this right now?
Done.
No, you have to say nice
no, you have
things.
To say
I'm
nice
not
things.
Saying anything nice. Right
not
now.
About him.
Yeah,
Kaylee,
you can do
thank
the,
you for coming on the show. You're such a beautiful voice.
Thanks,
Jeremy. I love hearing you. Jeremy, you're a bad sidekick. Good night.
Kaylee, thank you for coming on the show. You are a great guest. I love having musicians on here. I'm sorry you're leaving now, though.
Yeah, no,
you're
it's
like,
fine.
Now,
it'll be good.
But it'll be good for
no one's
you.
Even going to remember I was here.
No, people will remember. Remember for you for a long time. Jeremy, I think you're a good sidekick.
It's subjective, apparently.
it's a matter of opinion, but
yes, you're
no.
good. You're good.
It was fantastic. All right, Kaylee, your turn. You go.
Ah,
Sorry, I'm whacking things. Well, I'll say something nice about Jack, even though she's not here. Okay. I like that she holds her fucking ground. That's pretty dope. I have to, like, find strange things about you guys that are nice, even though I just met you. So this is kind of, or I didn't, like, technically just meet you. First time hanging out. So that was really wonderful. Deese, you have fantastic articulation, and your speaking voice is wonderful, and you always know what to say. You ask me a
apparently
question.
Not.
No, you'll say something. You'll
We're down
say,
one person.
I mean, you'll fill the void
oh, yeah.
In a way that's good. If you ask me a question, I'm just like, I don't know. Yeah, it's not good. So that's nice. And then, oh, I almost said the opposite, but that was not how that was going to come out. Like, you have fewer words, but they count so much when you have fewer of them. Like, everything you said was just kind of, it was nice. It's like, do-do-do-do. You know, it was like a little accent. But you're like, oh, that's un je ne sais quoi. Are any of those good things to say about people? I'm
sure.
So bad at humans.
I'm offended.
No, that's good.
Good. Fuck
that's
all of
good.
You guys.
Yeah.
Fuck, I hate
no,
this part
good.
Of the
it's
show.
Even better.
I thought I liked it. Well,
and
see,
that, yeah.
Well, I have my my bandmates in Bar Talk. Like, we just finished our album on Friday, which is cool. That's going to be out in a few months. But they're all assholes. We're assholes to each other. Mm-hmm. And so for a second, I was like, well, these aren't the Bar Talk guys. I'll be nice. And then I was. And then what happened? You're shit on me.
I appreciate it.
Just shit on me.
Nobody physically shit on me.
That's not true. There is a turd on my foot.
Uh-oh.
One poop.
One tiny poop.
One tiny poop.
Unidentified from who or by who.
Kaylee, you're absolutely talented, and I'm sure you'll do wonderful in Austin. I'm fucking jealous of the life that you seem that you've had, like getting to travel around and bounce around to places and camp. I want to do that.
Well, do it.
I have too many kids.
We'll do it sometime.
That's more reason to leave.
Yeah, that's true. I got 2 9-year-olds and a 1.5-year-old. So it's kind of like, it's now's not the time.
But it will be.
Yeah. As soon as I can, I'm out.
Do it.
That seems like so much fun.
Oh, it was a good time. I slept in a tent for a long time now. 10 months is a long time
that
to camp
a
in a tent.
Time.
At any point, did you feel like you were homeless or were you still having fun?
I had fun. I think I was going to go crazy a few times where I was like, I just want a fucking bath. Ah, you know, like, I hate this shit. But other than those moments, no, it was pretty magical. Yeah, I got to see a lot of the country.
So
it's good.
Deese, once again, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
I'm going to say the same thing that she said. You're very good at filling gaps.
I filibuster fantastically.
Yes.
I'd be great in Congress if we were ever filibustering. I would just be twinkle, twinkle, little star. The 17th hour of. thank you. Yeah,
and Jack, I like that she insulted me while smiling. It's impressive.
Very good. All right, guys. That is the show. Thank you for coming out. Go find Kaylee. Tell people where they can find you. Social media, et cetera. Follow you.
It's all on Facebook and Instagram. It's just Kaylee Goins.
Kaylee Goins.
Kaylee Goins. K-A-Y-L-E-E-G-O-I-N-S. Phonetically spelled. Although Goins looks like it would be Goins, technically.
Yeah.
So that's not phonetic. The
it
first
makes sense.
Name
I thought it was Goins when I first saw it, but it makes sense that it would be Goins.
Yeah.
I get people, like, my last name's Person, so I get that all the time. People see it and they're like, Pearson?
Like, you're like, no, Person.
No, Person.
Bitch,
yeah.
You know
it's just like
spell?
It is.
Bitch.
So find Kaylee, follow her on her adventures off with her new bands in Austin. And also join us next week, guys. We'll have musician Glenn Case.
Oh, shit.
Glenn's coming
old
in studio.
College, buddy.
Yeah. Jeremy knows Glenn real well. So he's going to be in here next week. He is actually he is the guy who made our intro song many years ago. So we haven't had him back on since. I think he made the song for us, so it'll be good to have him on. So join us next week, guys. And also, let's see what's coming up. Oh, this Sunday, the Drink and Debate at the Spokane Comedy Club. Hit me up if you need tickets for that. And also the Social Hour After Dark live at the Spokane Comedy Club at 10 p.m. on Friday the 14th. Definitely go out and see that. We've got some great comedians and musicians lined up for that show also. And go to deesecomedy.com/calendar. Check out all the dates on the calendar. See what's coming up. And that's it. All right, guys. For the Social Hour, I am Deese. And for Jeremy and the absent Jack and Kaylee. Thank you very much, guys.
And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to Mothers Against Drunk Driving, People's Ears, The Church of Scientology, Broadway's Wicked, Terry Schiavo, Florida, Al Gore, and Jack. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week.
And thanks for not reporting me as a drunk driver.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!